Good morning and welcome to Manna on Mondays. I'm Pastor Ron here with Lighthouse as we share our daily devotionals. I've been going through the book of Proverbs and we're going to finish up the book, or the chapter, I should say, of Proverbs chapter 27 today. But first, I want to pray and then we'll jump into our study. So why don't you pray with me? Father, I love being loved the way that you love. You don't put boundaries or limits on your love. You don't put conditions on your love. Oh, that Lord, that's the way that we would love in response to you and to for the benefit of others as you rescue us time and time again because of your love. You are perfectly faithful in all that you do. And your love never fails, as it says, as it describes it in your word. And so, Lord, faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. But it's agape love. It's unmerited favor. And so, Lord, continue to shape that in us, your unmerited favor. That's the way that we see others is not with eyes of criticism or condemnation, but with eyes that see people as the treasure that they are because they're fearfully and wonderfully made by you. So Lord, as we look into your word, oh, may it be rich and fruitful as you shape it into our hearts and minds. Weave it in today, we pray. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. So, hey, if you got your Bibles with you or your apps, turn to Proverbs chapter 27, beginning verse 23. And we're just going to read through the end of the chapter, which is just five verses, but intended for a reminder of our benefit, a reminder of the way in which we are to conduct our lives, to live our lives in obedience to the things that the Lord has set in place for us. So listen close. Know well the condition of your flocks and give attention to your herds. For riches do not last forever. And does a crown endure to all generations? When the grass is gone and the new growth appears and the vegetation of the mountains is gathered, the lambs will provide your clothing and the goats the price of a field. There will be enough goat's milk for your food, for the food of your household, and maintenance for your girls. Wow. Obviously talking about being shepherds, but being a shepherd means that you know the condition of your flocks. You know the condition of the things that are in your care, right? And the recognition of without you, they would struggle. And things wouldn't be done well. But with you, things can be done well, and we trust in this work that God is doing. Well, that's what this picture is, I believe, is a picture of how Christ cares for us, that he knows well the condition of our lives. We're the flock, the sheep of his pasture. He gives attention to his herds, to his people. God doesn't get distracted, and to recognize it says, well, wait a minute, riches don't last forever. Life changes, right? So, what do I need to pay attention to is that I need to trust in the ways that the Lord is going to provide for me through all of life, not just part of it, but through all of it, and he's gonna take me through those seasons of life. You know, I've looked at the seasons. I looked at my childhood and my teenage years. Oh boy, I wish that I could change a few of those things in those years. And then my early 20s, before I met Christ as my Savior. And oh, I cannot change the things that I've done, but I can certainly ask the Lord for forgiveness. And he does, he forgives. And so then for those that I've offended, if I have the opportunity to be able to reconcile to them, then I do that. But at the same time period, I pray for them. Pray for those times that influence our lives for a longer period of time than what we realize. But at the same time period, it doesn't mean that I have to be trapped in the condemnation of my life before Christ, because God gives me a new life. He says, behold the new. Old things are passed away. Behold the new. Take note. God has changed me. And so then I began a new season, a season of growing in my relationship with Christ. And there's fruitfulness that takes place. And I have this amazing wife coming up on 39 years that... It doesn't mean that my wife and I haven't had a struggle from time to time, but we work through those things. We don't let little things get in the way. We reconcile even the little things because they're so important, because little things can nag and grow. And so to reconcile means that I have to own my stuff. I have to come to a recognition of what's important with what I've done and the responsibility that I have or the irresponsibility that I didn't have. And so to seek then acknowledgement to my wife and to ask for forgiveness. Not just say I'm sorry. Saying sorry is important, you know, that I was wrong is so important for us to acknowledge that this is what I said, this is what I did. It was wrong. Would you please forgive me? Oh, then we can begin to reconcile the heart, because that's what's most important is, to produce fruit in our lives is being obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We know that in Galatians, it tells us what the fruit of the Spirit is, that which is love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law, far above the law. But the goal is not just to hoard that type of fruit in our lives, but to use that fruit for the benefit of others. And, it talks here, that the fruitfulness of your lives, the being intentional about caring for people, caring for that which the Lord has entrusted into your care, that you're faithful with a little. As God says, if you're faithful with a little, you'll be faithful with much. If you're dishonest with a little, you'll be dishonest with much. For who shall entrust you with the greater riches? Well, the benefit is, just be faithful with wherever you are in life, because God wants to do something wonderful. As we keep putting our trust in Him daily, doing our task, being faithful with whatever God has called us to, is that He wants to come in the midst and reveal His love both to us, His provision for us, but also to use that love to express to others and look for those opportunities to be able to bless others. Oh, as it says, it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. And there is such truth to that. But look at the heart of God and what He gave that we might receive. Oh, that we too would acknowledge the truth of what God has done, the good news of what God has done in our lives. It's called the gospel. Jesus Christ is the gospel. He is the good news. God became a man to rescue man from himself. That apart from God, we're going to face death, separation from God for eternity. But with God, it's like Luke 16, when the rich man and Lazarus both die, the rich man, he's buried, but Lazarus is whisked away into heaven, into Abraham's bosom. And so he doesn't die. He continues to live eternally, but into this place where there's no more tears, no more sorrow, no more pain, but that there's fruit. Oh, that there would be fruit enough, not just for our own lives, but for the lives of those that God's entrusted to our care. So God bless you all. Thank you for joining me today. And next week, we're going to jump into Proverbs chapter 28.